Welcome to Teachers Talking Tips, a podcast by teachers for teachers, all about teachers. Hosted by radio veteran and teacher Courtney Dibben and produced by content creator, musician and teacher Ben Penner. We're taking the mystery out of teaching and opening up the classroom doors for an unparalleled look into the tactile tools of the trade that you might like to try. Now, a word from our sponsors. We actually don't have any sponsors, so let's go to Courtney.
Yet. We don't have sponsors yet. So if you would like to be a show sponsor, you can get in touch with us. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Teachers Talking Tips. And today's special guest is a school officer and teacher in training, Anthony Fisher. Welcome.
Hello and thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. Please tell us, what is your role? How did you become a teacher?
At the moment I'm a school officer in secondary. This is my fourth year as a school officer with Southern Cross, and I'm currently in my third year as a pre-service teacher with CQU. My areas are English and Business and Economics. Before this, I actually taught ESL, English as a Second Language, in Japan for 16 years.
Oh my gosh. Mm. So, arigato for being here.
Doitashimashite.
And that's where my knowledge ends.
Sounded very natural.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So, this is a little bit of a selfish episode for me because I am eager to know, as a teacher, I'm in my fourth year. Mm-hmm. How we can best utilize school officers, because you are an incredible human resource that we have at our fingertips in our classroom. And I feel like sometimes underutilized, especially by myself. So I would love to know how we can best utilize our school officers in the classroom.
Well, firstly, thank you for that recognition on the work that we do. So this year, the school has encouraged collaboration between school officers and teachers in regards to the teaching content, student feedback, and providing support. But at the moment, it's still a bit ad hoc. It's still a more, when we're in the staff room, or just between classes, just to pass on, hey, this is what's happening. So what we'd like to see in the future, we will shift into a more structured system where time will be allocated for collaborative planning and reflection. So between the school officers and teachers. But at the moment, we're not there. But what we can do now, we can get teachers to arrange in the timetable, time to meet with school officers to talk about things like observations about students, strategies we can employ, and what goals we have for the lesson and for our students as well. Also, it allowed time for a bit of feedback on the reflection of lessons from our point of view, what's working, what's not working, and what we can do to change our strategies to best help our students with the learning experience. Also, I think clear preparation and planning for how support officers will provide support during specific learning activities in the classroom. So I think this is where support officers can add value to the teaching, to what the teachers do there. But of course, it's essential that school officers know the concepts or skills that are being taught there so we can maintain that high quality learning experience for the students. So, as a result, I think this will result in better academic attainment by students, hopefully better student behavior and approaches to their learning. So I think collaboration at the moment would be the best way to utilize support officers, just to have that exchange of information and that we can have an effective teacher-support officer relationship that works best for the students.
Definitely. Mm. So, we're so often encouraging that collaborative learning between our students themselves.
Yes.
So having that collaboration with the school officer and the teacher prior to the lesson going ahead is so crucial.
Yeah.
Are there activities that school officers can run independently in the class that you would encourage teachers to include in their lesson plans?
In terms of the direct instructional approach, that still falls into the teacher's area of responsibility there. But I think we can support that if the teacher has the skills and knowledge of that content to teach. I'm quite happy if a teacher's teaching a mathematical formula or something like that, and I'm aware of it, I know how to use it myself there, then I can kind of support those students who might be struggling with it there. So, I'm able to take those students aside, I can work with them just to kind of reinforce that learning that's there. And then I can give feedback to the teacher to say yes, they have now learnt that lesson point there, they're good to go.
That's perfect. Mm. And I think that helps with pacing as well, because you've got your high-flying students that obviously can move through the content quite quickly. Mm-mm. But then we've got some of the students who might need that additional support.
Yeah.
And you don't want to move on without them.
Yeah.
So having you in the room to provide that extra service and that extra patience and pace allows everyone to catch up and have that concept down before you move on.
Hmm, that's absolutely correct.
Perfect. So what is it that we shouldn't be asking of our school officers?
You know, well, pretty much, you know, we can do anything within the realm of like the learning experience there. And, you know, we can't really go beyond our job description in a sense. Like, you know, you wouldn't be able to like say, okay, Anthony, teach these students these new concepts. Like, yep. No, that's the teacher's role there. Sorry. But, you know, everything else there, we're a supportive role, you know, for both the teacher there and the students. So,
oh, I love
you
that.
Know, that's what we do there.
I love that because I think we so often forget that component that you were there to help support us. We often think, okay, we need you to support this child or this child. But knowing that you were there as a support for us as well is super, super crucial.
Yes, we can take some of that load off there. So
beautiful. Yeah. And in your experience, have you had any memorable teaching moments that have really stood out for you?
I guess more recent ones, my teacher moments come in the math class where like students I've helped can apply the math on their own then. So, like, I struggled with math in high school myself. English is more my area. So when I see the kids, like, you know, have that moment where they finally get it, you know, that's, like, very rewarding because, you know, I can understand that feeling of satisfaction. Like, yes, I can do it on my own now. I can apply it. So,
yeah. Do you find that because you weren't particularly strong at maths, because I'm the same, that when you teach yourself a math skill that you're better able to teach it because you're coming from it from an insecure place where you weren't sure about it and had to learn it a certain way?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, I can understand their feeling, like their reluctance to like, oh, I hate math. Like, you know, I don't want to do this. And I get that with them. So, you know, it's like, you know, I can share that with them. I tell kids my own experience, like, yeah, I never liked math either. But, you know, now I'm with the class, like, you know, in this class here, and I'm learning math with you guys as well. Like, you know, so, and I can help you with it.
And that shared experience too helps build those relationships, which are so important in our field. Is there a teacher that had that impact on you while you were still at school?
To be honest, none really come to mind there. I was not a stellar student in my high school days, unfortunately. But, you know, in terms of a shout out to some good teachers that I worked with, there's one guy, and that was in Japan. His name's Steve Thorne. He's now running his own school in Tokyo. But he just had this magic of engaging students, the way he could start his lessons. And the students would be full on just like, oh, what are we doing here? You know, he'd bring a level of energy and excitement to the class. And by the end of it, like, you know, the class was pretty much running by itself there. He was along just for the ride, more as a facilitator there. So
amazing.
It was really great. Yeah,
fantastic. Well, shout out there to Steve Thorne.
Thank you.
You've had an impact. We love it.
Thank you.
And here you are having an impact yourself as well. We thank you so much for your time today on Teachers Talking Tips, Anthony Fisher.
Thank you very much for having me.
This has been Teachers Talking Tips, hosted by Courtney Dibben and produced by Ben Penner. Look forward to catching up with you next week for another tried and tested Teachers Tip.